And here's our South Florida Arts Beat entertainment calendar. And we welcome back Ms. Deborah Margol, Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. So much going on, Debbie.
Oh, really? It's just wonderful, Ed. So I'm really excited to be able to get people up and out and enjoying summer in Miami.
Yes, indeed.
Beginning with and throughout next weekend, it's just two more weekends worth of performances down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center of New Theater's production of Leveling Up by playwright Deborah Zoe Laufer. This is a wonderful, fun play that deals with three 20-something roommates who are glued to their video games, but then through a series of happenstances and one of the three lands a job with the NSA, launching actual drones and missiles, the battles begin among the three of them about real consequences of play in the 21st century. So it's really a fascinating piece. And of course, Deborah Zoe Laufer has been an absolute generous contributor to the cultural community here. So this is a dynamic play that she's put up. It's being performed all over the place. And we're very lucky that New Theater has taken it up and is doing a tremendous production. So that is this weekend and through next weekend. Performances are Friday and Saturday at 8:30, and then two performances on Sundays at 1 and 5:30 p.m., and that's down at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center. Tomorrow night, the Arts Center is presenting the Miami Sound, Willie Chirino, with his special guest, Carlos Oliva. And in the mid-70s, these exiled Cuban musicians were looking for their own sound, and they actually did this fusion of rock, jazz, Brazilian, and Caribbean music, tinging their own Cuban musical roots. And so this Cuba beat sound was created, and no greater master than Willie Chirino. And, of course, he is joined by the brilliant Carlos Oliva, and that is going to be tomorrow night, Saturday night, at the Arts Center at 8 p.m. Also tomorrow night, back down south for a minute, in the Black Box Theater at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center, we've got some local musicians, three talented kids who grew up here in South Florida and formed their own outstanding pop trio. Kelly Kessel, Ryan Rains, and Pio Molina formed the group Why Not Why, and they have a refreshing new spin on pop music, blending vocal, violin, and percussion sounds. And that's going to be tomorrow night at the South Miami-Dade Cultural Arts Center at 8:30 p.m. in the Cabaret. Next Thursday, it's the incredibly celebrated and always curatorial excellent community arts program presented by the Coral Gables Congregational Church. Mark Hart has done it again and put together a killer summer series.
Mm-hmm.
And this coming Thursday, the 18th, he is presenting Amit Pellet. Amit is an Israeli cellist and acclaimed as one of the most exciting instrumentalists on the concert stage today. But he is doing what I think is so cool. He is doing a recreation of Pablo Casals' 1915 Peabody Institute recital, performing on Pablo Casals' very own cello, which was gifted to him by Marta Casals Isteman, the widow of Pablo Casals. And this is just going to be a brilliant and very, very special concert. And that's next Thursday night at the Coral Gables Congregational Church. And the program includes music of Handel, Bach, Beethoven, Fauré, and Saint-Saëns. And that's just, I'm really excited about that, obviously. It's also Miami Film Month. This is a tremendous, fun aggregation of great offers of our film providers, particularly our art film houses around town. So Miami Beach Cinematheque, the Cosford Cinema, Miami-Dade College's Tower Theater, Story Code Miami, O Cinema in all three of its locations, on the Coral Gables Art Cinema, of course, are all participating, doing special programs, special admission. So check the website for Miami Film Month. You'll have to download some coupons for special admission rates. And one of the really fun things is coming up next Friday, June 19th. O Cinema in Wynwood is reprising their dinner and a movie night, and they're going to be premiering the new film, Dope, which was a killer success at the Sundance Film Festival. And it's a really funny, intelligent bit of entertainment about three geeks. And so doors open at 6 p.m. and the menu presented by Harry's Pizza. And Chef Michael Schwartz fans know that Harry's Pizzeria is his affordable fare. And go check that out. And, of course, that's going to be at O Cinema in Wynwood Thursday, June 18th, dinner and a movie. On Friday, June 19th, it's Big Night in Little Haiti. And this month they're celebrating Fête de la Musique. And they are featuring the band Acoustique in their U.S. debut. And this is one of Haiti's most innovative young bands, and they play mixes of old-school Creole jazz, blues and roots rhythms, the other traditional events all over Big Night in Little Haiti, and delicious Creole cuisine, hands-on activities for kids. The gallery is featuring Maison Gingerbread, Haiti's living architecture, a fun Big Night in Little Haiti. The summer cabaret concert series that the Deering Estate at Cutler returns this coming Saturday, June 20th. This is a wonderful, delightful, intimate concert inside the historic Stonehouse Ballroom. And you can actually bring your own picnic dinner and enjoy the concert inside. Seating is really limited, so make sure that you call ahead and make your reservations. And then a couple of great exhibitions. It's the closing weekend at FIU's Wolfsonian Museum of their At Ease Miami Beach During the Second World War exhibit. And then the final weeks also at the Wolfsonian of the Boom Bust Boom Downtown Miami Architecture from the 1920s and 30s, as well as Pose and Propaganda, political posters from the contemporary Middle East and Afghanistan. Both of those exhibits close at the end of this month. And then I'm going to close with the Jewish Museum of Florida FIU's exhibits on view now, Vision 2020, Looking Back, Looking Forward, a celebration of the Jewish Museum of Florida's 20th anniversary, as well as the Seventh Day Revisiting Shabbat exhibit on view at the Jewish Museum of Florida, located on Washington Avenue on Miami Beach.
And where can we find out more information about these and other great events, Deborah?
Please check out our website. It's miamidadearts.org. That's all one word, miamidadearts.org.
Deborah Margol is the lady in the know as Deputy Director of the Miami-Dade County Department of Cultural Affairs. Thanks for all those listings, Deborah.
Enjoy.
Next week, the tremendous new group, the Miami Jazz Trio, performs live on South Florida Arts Beat. Please join us. The group features Vince Maggio on piano, Randall Dollahan on guitar, and Jamie Owsley on bass. Great jazz educators and musicians, one and all. Tune in Friday, June 19th at 1 p.m. for the Miami Jazz Trio. And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. We hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Ed Bell, producer and host. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer. Andy Wagner, our technical director. We'd like to thank our contributors, Charles Greenfield, Diego Saldana Rojas, Norman Van Aken, and Deborah Margol. Please call us with your comments at 305-995-2258. You can fax us your event information to 305-995-2221 or email it to us at info@wlrn.org. We'd like to hear from you. Monday at this time, Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman, Monday at 1 o'clock. Have yourself a great weekend, and please, as always, keep your dial set right here to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Ed Bell saying bye-bye. Enjoy.